Well, I think that you have to assess it in respect of how the game has gone tonight. Like, we got off to a great start, 1-0 up with a better side early on in the first half. We had opportunities, really, even though they were very sharp and dangerous on the break. But I felt that we deservedly were 1-0 up in at half-time. And we knew the second half was going to be tough. They've only conceded one goal in the last four games. They're going very, very well. And it's always going to be a tough game on a very heavy pitch. We know that after an heavy, tough game in respect of the pitch and also who we played against Saturday up at Lincoln. They were two very big games on such a quick turnaround, and it was all about tonight getting the result. And when they equalised, you know, it was going to be asked in another big question, Gary, in respect of the character, the mental strength of us as a young squad. But I felt that we showed that character, we dug deep, and I thought for a little 15-minute spell after that, we had several corners, and, you know, we were a little bit unlucky not to go in front at that time. Then we got the goal and went 2-1 up, and then I think Gozzi smashed one against the underside of the bar, which would have finished the game off. And you know that the last 10 minutes then are going to be very, very tough. They got nothing to lose. They can throw bodies forward. Players are getting very tired on an heavy pitch. Pokey's made two or three unbelievable saves. We've got players around the ball at important times and cleared our lines. And, you know, it was very nerve-wracking the last 5 minutes. There's no secret about it from a manager, from a supporter, from a player's point of view. But, yes, when you look at it, we deserve to win because we deserved at least a point, if not to win on Saturday at Lincoln and got nothing. And, as I say, sometimes you have to turn around and take that little bit what you need and what you've got at the end here today and look at the big picture overall. And I look over the last, we have a little to look now over the last five games, you know, where we've come into some real tougher counters, and even though they all are, we've, you know, bounced off of Torquay to Eastleigh, Tranmere, up to Lincoln, Solihull. We took 9 out of 15, and I think that's shown a great deal of character where we've probably been a little bit unlucky. We haven't had more in respect to points tally. But what we have shown since New Year's Day probably as well, that the commitment and the consistency and the questions asked from Boxing Day have certainly made us a lot stronger. What we expect at the football club in respect of, we know we're in a battle in every way or form. We know there's still 14 to play. We know what we've got to go and do. But we've got to keep showing that commitment and character like we've shown tonight.
And is it fair to say this evening, Gary, that it seemed to us in the commentary like the equaliser for Solihull galvanised your side a little bit and made them up their game just a bit?
It showed some character. It showed some character. Like, you know, a game where at that time I thought we were certainly good for the 1-0 lead, but it showed a lot of character to, you know, be conceding that goal with them having the ascendancy on their side. For them really to go on and win the game, there was questions to be asked, but we responded really well and really asked some questions, and we made a couple of subs. There was no doubt about it. I went for it. I was going to go for it all the way to the end here. We had to win here tonight. There's no, you know, it's a situation where before coming into tonight's game, where whatever way you look at it, we've got, or we had 8 at home, 7 away. We've got 6 of the bottom half of the teams to come here at home. We've got to go to 6 of the top half teams away from home. And we know what we've got to go and do, and we know how many wins we've got to get. And at the end of the day, I know the old cliche is one game at a time, but we're showing now that we're moving away slowly but surely from an area where we want to get to. But it's that sort of league that, you know, you've got to try and build on that going into the weekend, because, as I say, you don't want a situation where you have one or two steps forward and all of a sudden you think you've turned the corner and getting away from it, and all of a sudden it rebounds. So we're digging deep at the moment.
Just a word about Fabio, who got the winning goal again tonight, Gary. Right-footed, actually, for a change. We were saying during the commentary, for a player who's made the step up from where he has come from last season in the Ryman Prem, he's really adjusted well to this level and he's finding the net on a regular basis now.
It's something about, he's got 14 goals from midfield. You know, at the end of the day, like, we had John Goddard last year, who's done very well here, John, and he went on to Swindon, and we're pleased for that. And, you know, I think that all credit to us and all credit to Fabio, we've gone out there and we took a punt on someone who's done very well in the Ryman Premier League over the last 2 years. He's up to 14 now. And I know he's had two penalties in that, but he's had to play left back in some games. And when you start talking about 14 goals from midfield, I think it's a tremendous achievement over the course of the season. But he's still got another 14 goals or 14 games to go. So hopefully he gets another 6 goals. I'll be happy with 20.